ABC Radio Australia.
First this morning, Papua New Guinea's new Prime Minister James Marape says a public inquiry into the so-called UBS loan scandal will address the matter once and for all. Mr. Marape has announced a commission of inquiry will examine all aspects of the previous government's move to secure a controversial billion-dollar loan that it used to purchase shares in the oil and gas company Oil Search. Now, his announcement yesterday came after a damning and previously leaked Ombudsman Commission report into the issue was tabled in Parliament. That report points the finger at several people, including Mr. Marape himself, as well as his predecessor, the former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill, for wrong and improper conduct. Both men, though, have welcomed the public release of the report, and both men deny any wrongdoing, as Liam Fox reports.
The scandal surrounding the $1.2 billion loan from the Australian arm of Swiss bank UBS to purchase a 10% stake in Oil Search dogged Peter O'Neill's prime ministership for years. In Parliament yesterday, his successor, James Marape, welcomed the Ombudsman Commission's damning report into the circumstances surrounding the loan in 2014. But as he's mentioned among those alleged to have acted improperly, he quickly sought to defend his name. Mr. Marape, who was finance minister at the time, said he was simply following a cabinet decision when he approved one of the payments in the process to secure the loan.
In the Ombudsman's Commission's finding, they did not directly pronounce or indicate any specific breach of law on my part, but offered the opinion that my conduct was wrong and improper, which is a very general and vague description of alleged wrongdoing. Despite my misgivings, I acknowledge the findings against me and I reserve the right to seek recourse in a matter where my involvement was censured by a legitimate cabinet decision.
Then he dropped a bombshell by announcing that a commission of inquiry will be established to examine all aspects and all parties involved in the loan.
This report is not only about me, but a whole chain of events and many players, including the former Prime Minister, a few other ministers, a few heads of departments, the international UBS Bank, and a few companies, and some state entities which are also implicated. It would be an injustice to let this report collect dust in Parliament without affirmative actions.
A commission of inquiry, he said, would be able to go further and dig deeper than the Ombudsman Commission.
I believe that the Ombudsman's Commission, by virtue of the fact that they're mandated to only target leaders, as per covered by the Leadership Code, focus totally this report on those of us who have leadership positions. I think it's about time we experience beyond just leadership and see everyone who is involved in this matter, including UBS itself.
Don Pollier was the treasurer at the time of the loan. He was sacked by Peter O'Neill when he refused to sign off on it.
The Prime Minister did a good thing. But at least bring onto the floor of Parliament and tabling it on the floor of Parliament, something I've not seen many prime ministers do. A commission inquiry will have a broader terms of reference, and I think it's a welcome news for Papua New Guinea.
When the Ombudsman Commission report was leaked to the media last month, Peter O'Neill was still hanging on to his prime ministership. He threatened to take the Ombudsman Commission to court and called its report one-sided. But yesterday, he welcomed it when it was tabled in Parliament and said he looked forward to appearing before the Commission of Inquiry.
I welcome the Prime Minister's commitment to an open, transparent, public inquiry. I will be the first one to testify in that inquiry. I will be the first one because I have done nothing wrong. I have not negotiated this loan with any official from UBS. These negotiations were conducted by Treasury, and on advice given by our officials, we went out and made an NEC decision, and there is nothing wrong with that.
Mr. Marape did not outline a timeline for the Commission of Inquiry, but did say he would hold discussions about its terms of reference in the coming days.
That is Liam Fox reporting. And a spokeswoman for UBS Australia has told Pacific Beach that the bank has no comment to make on the Prime Minister James Marape's announcement of the inquiry.